Shall we rise? Let us sign ourselves by the sign of the Holy Cross. O Lord, deliver us from all that is evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we come into this beautiful presence of our God, let us acknowledge this fact that our God is an awesome God. Amen.
Amen.
He is kind, tender-hearted, and merciful. Amen. Our Father loves us, dear brothers and sisters, with an everlasting love. And He is always so concerned about our welfare. All that we need, He provides us through Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit. God should always be revered and adored. And we should have our utmost respect when we are in front of Him. Today, brothers and sisters, bless the Lord. As we pray and kneel and sing, let us lift up our praises to the One who is the living God, our God who is our Father. And before we do that, let us claim a hedge of protection over ourselves, our families, our minds, our hearts, and our souls. Before we even begin, before we take a step towards Jesus, let us claim a hedge of His protection, and He will draw us automatically to Him. Amen?
Amen.
Let us sign ourselves, brothers and sisters. Lord Jesus, by faith in Your merits, we now take Your most precious blood and sprinkle it over ourselves and our families, right from the crown of our heads to the very soles of our feet. We claim total and complete protection for our lives and our families. Lord Jesus, keep us free today from evil, sin, temptation, Satan's attacks and afflictions, fear of darkness, fear of man, sickness, diseases, doubts, anger, accidents, all calamities, and from all that is not of Thy kingdom. Fill us, Lord Jesus, with the gift of Your Holy Spirit, and grant us the gifts of wisdom, knowledge, faith, understanding, and discernment, so that we may live today in Your glory by doing what is right. Let's praise Him with words, brothers and sisters. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We adore You, Jesus. We worship You, Lord God. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega, Lamb of God, Word made flesh. You are the balm to my sore wounds, dear Jesus. You are enthroned high above the clouds, Lord Jesus. All heaven and earth is Yours. Blessed be Your name, Jesus. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. Blessed be Your name, Jesus. Do you truly believe, brothers and sisters, in what you have professed?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus is Lord?
Yes.
As we all see Jesus right in front of us, sometimes we don't even realize that value of Him, that importance of that blessed sacrament, that Eucharist in front of us. That is Jesus, dear brothers and sisters, standing in person in front of us. Let your eyes be open today, not just the eyes of your mind, but the eyes of your hearts, dear brothers and sisters. For all those times we have come here knelt down and taken this Eucharist for granted, today let us acknowledge that it is that Jesus, that very same Jesus, standing in front of us in body. With the same blood that He poured out on the cross, that He is there at this very moment. And let us give Him a deep bow as we respect Him and revere Him. Jesus is there, brothers and sisters. But I don't know if you and I are here. He has already come into our presence, but we need to come into His presence. We need into your presence to honor, praise, and worship you. Amen?
Amen.
Let us take this hymn, brothers and sisters. Come into His presence.
Holy Spirit, you come to lead in my soul, and every day I grow to love you more.
Come, Holy Brothers and sisters, attentively to the word from this scripture, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 9. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith and shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us gently be seated, dear brothers and sisters, and in the silence of our hearts reflect on what we have just heard. Close our eyes, brothers and sisters, and experience the Spirit of the Lord enveloping us in the love of Christ. Let us feel
that wind, fresh breath that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. This is our safe haven. This is our safe place. You are safe here, brothers and sisters. The word of God that we just heard tells us to rejoice even in trial. To praise when we cannot find the words. The same word of God continues to say, as scripture goes on, "My beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing, so that also at the revelation of His glory, you may rejoice with exultation. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, dear brothers and sisters, because the Spirit of the glory of God rests upon you." Amen.
Amen.
But some may ask, how then can we praise God for His wonderful goodness when we are facing such a difficult time? Praise becomes impossible in suffering, anxiety, and trouble. Those whom the Lord is pleased to use say, "Thou, Lord, art my helper. I thank Thee that You are near, especially in suffering. I thank Thee that that path of suffering was marked out in advance by a loving burden bearer. I thank Thee that all things work together for the good of those who love Thee." I may not give way to doubt or despair or to feelings of depression with Your help. Enable me to take up my cross and follow in Your footsteps, Lord, and do it cheerfully. This is exactly what we call a sacrifice of praise. Praising when we don't feel like it. Praising even though our hearts tell us to stop. This is a sacrifice of praise. And you all know that no sacrifice comes without a blessing. Amen? And so we will sacrifice ourselves. We will tread on this path and take our cross and follow the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint John the Baptist, who prepared the way of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, our way is already prepared for us by the Lord. All you have to do is just walk. And these trying, testing times, again and again, the word says, "My glory, my salvation will be revealed to you." Amen.
Amen.
Let us not forget these words and offer the Lord a sacrifice of praise as we sit in silence and listen to the words of this song, even when it hurts.
Thank you.
Church, dear brothers and sisters, I got this very terrible news that one of my dear friend had passed away, and he was only 26 years old. He died of a major cardiac arrest, and only then I knew that he was so burdened as he was going to get married next month, an only son of his mother, an only earning member of the family. But in that situation, I knew what my purpose was for being here today. To offer God a sacrifice in my praise. To be joyous and rejoice. And give God all the glory because He has already written down what the future is. And He holds each one of our hearts in His hands. There is nothing too difficult for Him. Nothing impossible for Him. I read it somewhere this week, dear brothers and sisters, that we are mountain people. We are mountain people living valley lives. There are times when we are high up on the mountain, but there are times when we are so low, lower than the trenches. But believe it or not, dear brothers and sisters, that is the time that Jesus is the most closest to us.
Amen.
That is the time we realize that we have a God on whom we can depend. And whatever you may be going through, whether you are on the mountain right now, or whether you are in the deepest trenches of the earth, know that He is God and be still. Know that He is there. And do you need proof, brothers and sisters? He's right before your eyes. Open your eyes and fix your eyes on Him. And tell Him that I'm sorry for the times that I've given up. I'm sorry for the times I couldn't run the race. I'm sorry for the times I was not there when you needed me to fulfill your purpose. Fix your eyes. And you might see Jesus today. Because I see Him today. Fix your eyes. Fix your eyes on that lamb that was sacrificed for you and me. Come in humility and bless the name of Jesus. Come in humility and tell Him, Lord, I'm here to serve you, to be a servant. Whenever you need me, Lord, to take up that cross and follow you, Jesus. Just as St. John gave it his all to prepare the kingdom of God, we are here. Make us your servants. John the Baptist was wonderfully born and sent to prepare the way for your Son, our Savior, by preaching of repentance. Let us lead to repenting ourselves, and after the example of Saint John, constantly speak the truth, boldly rebuke vice, and patiently suffer for truth's sake. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us all say this prayer together that will be projected. And as we fix our eyes on the projector, let us fix our hearts on the words and draw near to our Abba Father. What a joy, isn't it, brothers and sisters, to call that God your Father? He says, I am the Father to the fatherless even, and we are his sons and daughters by adoption. Let us declare these words as we say together, Abba Father, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You are my Creator and my Counselor, guiding me daily to make wise decisions. You are my Comforter in sorrow, pain, or distress. I praise you for drawing near to me when I draw near to you. You are El Roy, the God who sees me. You are Eternal Lord. You are my Heavenly Father and the Father of the fatherless. How great are you and your faithfulness, God, day in and day out. You are holy, yet you make a way for me to approach you. I praise you for being my helper and for your Holy Spirit's conviction, correction, and protection in my life. You are invisible, but I see you with the eyes of faith. You are Jehovah God and Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides for all my needs. I praise you as my Jehovah Rapha, my God who heals, and for being Jehovah Ra, my faithful shepherd. You are not just King and Jehovah Jireh. You are not just King, but you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you are Jesus, the name above all names. All my love, all my praise to you. Lord, O Lord, how excellent you are, and your name in which I pray. Amen. Matthew 6:11. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And you know what, brothers and sisters? God granted his request. In 1 Chronicles 4:10, Jesus says, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. That was Jabez's answer to the prayer that he prayed. The Lord says, Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. What an amazing God. The more and more we look into Scripture, the more and more we open the Word of God, we only see how amazing He is. So unfathomably amazing. So unimaginably faithful. that is a God that we worship. He does not desire sacrifices and offerings, but He desires in His word praise and worship. He's so happy when we do that. That is all we have to give back. We just acknowledge that He is our Jehovah Jireh. He is our Jehovah Rapha. He is our Jehovah Ra. He is our all in all. God, our strength and our hope, grant us the courage of St. John the Baptist. Grant us His patience to suffer for Your truth's sake. Grant us the heart that rejoices in all circumstances. Jesus, we place our trust in You. As we now pray for all those in our families who are sick, who are defenseless, who are oppressed, who are depressed. Exodus 15:26 says, "For I am the Lord who heals you." And we claim this verse as we pray for ourselves and our families to be delivered from every sickness, every pain, every hurt, every wound. We cover it with Your precious holy blood and be minded, dear Jesus. We declare this verse from Exodus 15:26 that You are God who heals us, Jesus. And we come before You with confidence, Jesus, that You will heal all of us. You will heal all the holes in our finances. You will patch all those broken relationships, Jesus. Divine physician that You are. You will make every cancerous cell well, Lord Jesus. We have seen testimonies after testimonies, Lord, and we in one accord declare that You are our God. A God that heals us. Matthew 23:11 says, "The greatest among you will be your servant." Lord, help us to grow in the love and service of our church as we experience it today. Bless the ongoing summer camp, dear Lord, and all the volunteers who work so tirelessly. Bless our church, our 3-star villages. Inspire us to know You better and open our hearts to hear Your call. Lord, the greatest among us will be Your servant, and Lord, we are ready to be Your servant, Jesus. Open our hearts to that call, to that purpose that You want to show us. And we are, if we are in the midst of that purpose, Lord, give us the strength and the courage to go on, Jesus. To keep going on and on, even when the cross is heavy, Jesus. And we know, Lord God, that when we place our burdens on You, You will lighten our yoke, Lord Jesus. We are ready to serve, Lord God. And we acknowledge that You are with us. Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. Lord, we declare this verse as we pray for young people at this moment, that they may respond generously to their vocation and seriously consider offering themselves to You. Open the hearts of our children, dear God, that they may discern Your holy will, Jesus. Each one of us here has children of our own, or knows someone or the other who is having a difficult time with their children, Jesus. Lord, we have done all we can to bring these sheep to you, Jesus. Lord, unfold your purpose to the sheep. Be their shepherd, be their Jehovah Rapha, Lord God. Make them your servants too, Jesus. Help them to find their vocation, Jesus. Because we know that all things work for the good of those who love you and who are called according to your purpose, Jesus. The Lord has cleansed you as you sang praises to Him already. Place before the throne of God the prayers of your heart, the desires of your heart, the sorrows and joys of your heart. Before the Lord and take a comfortable posture of worship. Worship is the time that you cease to use the words of your lips, of your mind, and you start speaking the words of your heart. Worship is the time when you are the most vulnerable. And you come to Jesus and tell Him that you love Him. As you tell your spouse, I love you. As you tell your child, I love you. You are the most vulnerable and open. And that is what we are here to do. Tell the Lord that we are vulnerable and we love Him. We do not need music. We do not need great words or vocabulary. We just need a heart of worship. A heart of worship is not music and song, but hearts in joyful awe of the real Jesus. Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth. The essence of worship is not the many good externals, but the heart and the head, spirit and truth. Our spirit, stirred by the Holy Spirit, in worship over true things about God, His Son, and His Gospel. What are the essentials for worship today? Nothing. No music, no microphone, no words, but the truth about Jesus and the help of His Spirit. The heart of worship is your heart, dear brother, dear sister. Delighting in Jesus and expressing worship for the true things the scriptures teach us. It's all about Jesus, not us. He is at the center. He is the focus. It's His commands we consider first. And Jesus, we are here right now to worship you, Jesus. We are here in our humility to worship you, Jesus. We love you, Lord God, beyond measure, Jesus. We love you so much, our hearts can't contain it, Lord God. We love you so much, Lord Jesus, but at times we still fail you, but we still love you, Jesus. Our hearts are overflowing with love only for you, Jesus. And even though I don't have words, Lord God, to tell you how much I love you, you search my heart, Lord God, and you know and you see it, Jesus. We long for your embrace, and we confidently approach your throne of grace. As we worship you, we know that we will feel your embrace. Each one of us here today will feel your embrace, dear Jesus. As we lay our hearts down, we lay our minds down. We know that your Holy Spirit will come like a whirlwind and embrace us.
Just to
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
God is good
all the time.
That is not good. God is good
all the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen. We thank and praise God for using Sister Jovita to lead us in adoration this evening. It was heaven once again, yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
So should I go and ask Mother George whether we can go to 11:30?
Yes.
Amen. We thank God for His mighty presence here in our midst and showering His all with His special blessings and graces. Let us give God all the glory with the mighty and God. The announcements. Fasting intentions for the economic conditions and job situations to improve in Oman and everywhere. For the success of the ongoing summer camp for our children. For those who have gone and are proceeding on their vacation. Prayer request for all the sick and especially those patients in hospital visited by the healing ministry. For all the prayer requests that we receive in our prophetic warriors group. Next Sunday, the 1st of July, our prayer meeting will be in the parish hall from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And I will be leading the prayer of worship and sharing too. Kindly keep me and my family in your prayers. The English prayer group meets for your weekly prayer sessions from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. in the parish hall. And on the 4th Sundays of the month, we have adoration in the chapel. You are all most welcome to attend. I was told that if our sister comes for the first time for our prayer meeting, she's come from Bahrain. Yes, sister? My name is Monica. Can you just come and introduce yourself?
Hello everybody, good evening.
Good evening.
Actually, I came from Bahrain. I'm working in Maskhala Jibreel. And I've been transferred from Bahrain. And I was working for a girl country from last 20 years. But first time I came to the church in Oman, I was very much happy. And sister, there is one person is here who introduced me to church, so I can let me join. And then I don't know anybody here actually. I'm so new because even the roads and everything, I don't know. So somebody told me that somebody will guide you. But I was very much happy. Today is my first year. Very, very happy to see such a good, pretty people. Really, I'm so blessed that today I'm announcing in front of Jesus, and Jesus has been blessed with me, and I'm really very much happy. So, hopefully, I can also because we are working in airport, so we don't have time to come, but I will try my best to come here because I'm very happy to join with you guys today. Thank you.
We ask the airport to shut off on every Sunday, so you won't do that, right? Can we all stand for the final song? Okay, we cross time, so we have the victory call.
The final song was supposed to be, "You shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace." Amen? So we are people, we are an Easter people, as the word says. We are an Easter people and we are going to go out with joy. As we declare victory in our Lord, victory in our healing, victory in all our sufferings. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
Now and forever.
Now and forever.
Jesus is Lord.
And we, God's children, say,
Amen.
Hallelujah.